Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. As part of the .Earth domain's second anniversary campaign, we've embarked on a very ambitious effort to plant a new tree in a region in Portugal that was recently devastated by wildfires for each new .Earth domain registered from November 15th through the end of the year. And as a result, there have been more than 200 trees planted in this region thanks to the tireless efforts of Mossy.Earth. And we expect to have more than 500 domains registered by the time this campaign ends on December 31st. And today we're speaking with Duarte de Zuten, one of the founders of Mossy.Earth, who will give us an on-the-ground update on how things are going with regards to the tree planting effort. And Duarte, how are you doing today?
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me. Everything is really good over here. Let's dive right into it.
All right, perfect. That's great. That leads right into my first question. So, yeah, give us an overview. How are things going on the ground in Portugal with regards to this tree planting effort? How are things going?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, everything is going really good. We already got the first 200 trees planted through this .Earth anniversary campaign. And from what I understand from you guys, there will be quite a few more before the end of the year. And this is already a very positive number, so it allows us to get on with the job. The timing is right because now we have some good rain to start planting, so everything is coming together really well. And in terms of the digital side of things, we have now gathered the GPS coordinates and the photos of the first 200 trees, and our team is now processing that data, and they will be sent out next week along with a small video update for the people who have contributed to the campaign by buying the domain.
That's excellent, Duarte. Now, let's step back for a second. Obviously, you're a partner with us on this campaign, and this has just been a wonderful effort working with you all. So from your perspective, why was participating in this campaign appealing to you all at Mossy.Earth?
First of all, there's this angle. The more trees, the merrier, right? We want to get more and more trees planted, and this was a way to get that done. So that's the first angle. But you are also a special partner for us, mainly because we are Mossy.Earth. We have a .Earth domain, and we really like our .Earth domain, so we love the idea behind it. So that sort of adds as a special touch to this project. And then there is the fact that this allows us to show our work to a very relevant group of people. So .Earth domain buyers should be very interesting people, we think, and this may allow us to get some cool connections, get some people to see our work and see what comes out of it. I think it could be really cool.
That's awesome. Now, tell us a little bit more, and I think you and I have discussed this in the past, about the overall reforestation effort that you all are doing in Portugal. And it's not as simple as just planting a tree and walking away. There's much more to it, rewilding and other things, if you will. So tell us more about that.
Yes, so there's a second layer to what we do. We don't just plant the trees and leave them there. And we also take care to plant only native species to ensure that we are, in fact, rebuilding resilient ecosystems that are native to that region and support the animal species in those regions. And in addition to that, we support certain rewilding partners to manage those forests and actively reintroduce animals such as wild horses, wild cattle, and then also support the ecosystem rebuilding for certain birds like the golden eagle, Egyptian vulture, the black vulture, and many others. And in terms of what we are getting done in Portugal, in terms of tree planting, we are planting almost 10,000 trees this year, which is really exciting. And we are focusing mainly in areas that are affected by the wildfires, as you mentioned. And then we will be supporting this next year with the follow-up with the conservation organizations on the ground to make sure that the forests get taken care of properly for the next few years.
That's fantastic. Now let's talk about 2018 and Mossy. What do you all have planned for the future? I know you mentioned kind of working there on the ground there. Any other big efforts that you all have planned in the future that we can certainly track? And of course, we'd love to speak with you once again on a podcast in the future, as always.
That's great to hear. It's always a pleasure to be here on you on your podcast. We will obviously be expanding our existing projects. So to develop, as I mentioned, develop these forests further and make sure everything goes right. There's the summer to take care of with the dry weather, ensure that everything goes well on that side. But we'll also be kicking off some new and exciting projects. We are starting a project in Clare County in Ireland. This will be a tree planting project in one of the most deforested areas in Europe. We'll also be starting a old growth forest protection project in the Carpathian Mountains in Romania by allowing users to protect ancient forests, and they'll receive cool things such as 360-degree photos, GPS coordinates, regular updates, and maybe some crazier stuff like camera traps, regular updates with camera traps. We thought that would be a cool little detail to add. And then, above all, we will be investing a lot more time in expanding our rewilding efforts to include a wide variety of projects such as protecting and rewilding of areas by square meter, the sponsoring of animal species and their ecosystem, and doing active animal reintroductions.
Wow, that's all excellent stuff. You know, Duarte, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything else you'd like to add today? Anything that we may have missed?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I would like to add that we are really happy to be working with you guys, with the .earth domain. It's been so far a really great partnership for us. Besides getting these trees planted, I think it helps us reach a wider audience, and it helps us rebuild and restore these ecosystems. So thank you very much to you guys over there.
No, thank you, Duarte. Well, we feel very fortunate to have connected with you on this campaign. And we believe, too, that, you know, this effort, you know, one tree, one domain, if you will, certainly resonates with .earth domain users. And I think it's certainly, we can see that here, you know, with the number of trees that have been planted. And I think we will hit that 500 domains registered by December 31st. So there certainly is kind of a desire and a demand, if you will, for this type of campaign. So this has been certainly an exciting effort for us. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive podcast interview with Duarte De Zuten, who's the founder, one of the founders of Mossy.Earth. And as Duarte talked about, Mossy.Earth is one of our key partners in the .earth domain second anniversary campaign, which is happening right now. And Duarte, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Sure thing.